This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Nerd alert! The Copy Editors National Convention was shaken to its core recently when a change to the Associated Press style book was announced.
The editors really dropped a bombshell when they announced that over is now interchangeable with more than when referring to numbers. Those attending the conference didn't take the news well. A reporter from the Poynter Institute noted the announcement elicited a gasp from the assembled copy editors.
The Twitterverse exploded too, and the debate still rages over this little change to what's acceptable language. Is it the stuff of very picky people, or do words really matter this much? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
So, Kelly, is this much ado about nothing, or is this nerds picking at things, or is this really important?
Well, if you listen to the copy editors, this is a significant change. In the past, those of us who had to pass the AP style test to get out of copy editing 101 in J school, this rule was drilled into us. You use the word over when you're talking about the physical relationship of something. I am standing over you. And you use more than when you're talking about numbers. It costs more than $10. There are many of us who never got this rule right, especially when it came to numbers, and feel like you can communicate what you mean without the pickiness over these very small words. However, copy editors make the point that precision is very important in language, and that when you lose precision, you actually lose your ability to communicate.
Kelly, despite the fact that newspapers are having a hard time, magazines are having a hard time, on the internet, there are actually more words being printed than ever before, or at least read. I would think that precision is probably more important now than it used to be.
You know, I like to use the metaphor of wine. When I was a kid, we had very few options if you wanted to buy wine. There were maybe 20 or 30 varieties in the supermarket. And now you go into the supermarket and you have an entire aisle, both sides, filled with wine. A lot of that wine is pretty mediocre. It's all around 20 bucks a bottle. It doesn't cost that much. And it's palatable, but it's not great. I think that our news diet is very similar. Most of the stuff that we see is fairly mediocre. It was created quickly. It doesn't have a lot of resonance. And we really only get to the truly great stuff every once in a while. That's just because there's so much out there that you really have to work to find a finely crafted editorial or essay or even a straight news article.
So are you saying we have a choice here as news consumers to pick up the $2 Chuck blog or to go for a finer vintage piece of work? We need to look for it.
I'm saying that as a democracy, we're actually in a better place when we have more information available to us. But as consumers of literature, we're going to have to work a little harder to find the really good stuff.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project, were you surprised at the furor over this change in the AP style book?
Yeah, because I'm one of those people who could never remember which one to use.